Priya Prada Gopina, Vish, Radha Vish, Vish is country. Radha's country. That's one meaning. Otherwise, was supposed to be also Radha Vish. Where Ganga does not flow, says Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that is, Radha Desh is Eka Chakra Gram, where Lord Nityanand appeared. So that's Radha Desh. From that, we have derived this name, Radha Desh, I suppose. This is the origin. Regardless, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe. So this has become Radha's country, Radha Gopinath. Where there is Radha, there is Gopinath also. So it is nice country, wonderful, amazing. Out of this world, not in Belgium. Radha doesn't stay in Belgium. She's not from Belgium. So, you all, residents of that country, that Radha's country, happy to be with you, all the residents of Radha Desh. And we are Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Sixth canto, chapter 8, and let's start reading where?
21.
So have a patience, a lot of verses ahead of us. Before we reach the verse on the board, and then, carry on once we reach there. So this is the Narayan Kavach shield. Our protection. Your protection, my protection. Yeah, this is the shield here. Narayan Kavach shield. So these are some of the more prayers, more mantras, part of the Narayan Kavach. Praying for protection. You know, do you like to be protected? Yeah. And here, protection is offered here. And text 21.
Devoparanne madhuru madhuho gradhanva sayam tvidha avatu madhav mam doshe rishikesha utadharatre nishita eko avatu padmanabha.
May Lord Madhusudan, who carries a bow, very fearful for the demons, protect me during
the fifth part of the day. In the evening, my Lord Madhav, appearing as Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar, protect me. And in the beginning of the night, may Lord Rishikesh protect me. At the dead of night, in the second and third parts of night, may Lord Padmanabh alone protect me. Text 22. Srivatsadhamap ratraishaha pratyushaisho asidharo janardhanaha damodaro abhyada anusandhyam prabhate vishveshwaro bhagavan kalamurti. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears Sri Vatsa on his chest, protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardhan, who carries a sword in his hand, protect me at the end of the night during the last four ghatikas of night. May Lord Damodar protect me in the early morning, and may Lord Vishveshwar protect me during the junctions of the day and night. Chakram yuganta nalatigmanemi brahmat samantada bhagavat prayuktam dandagdhi dandagdhyari sainyamashu kaksham yadha vatasakho Udashaha. Set into motion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and wandering in all four directions, the disc of the Supreme Lord has sharp edges as destructive as fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. As a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes with the assistance of the breeze, may that Sudarshan Chakra burn over enemies to ashes. Gade Ashani Sparsha Avisfullinge Nishpindi Nishpindyajita Priyasi Kushmanda Vainayaka Yaksharaksho Bhuta Grahanscha Churnaya Churnayarin. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant. Therefore, kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kushmandas, Vaya, Vainayakas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. Only you know what is pulverize, right? Pulverize. Churnaya. I understand churna make them into powder particles. Crush them. Churna. Okay, now I understand. Pulverize them. There's a club. Yatu dhana prathama prita matri pishacha viprakraha ghora dhishtin darendra vidravaya krishna purito bhimasvano hare hridayani kampayan. Not Hare, but Hare. Hari. Hari means enemy. An addressing enemy becomes Hare. And the Hari becomes also Hare. And Hara also becomes Hare. So, O best of the conchals, O Panchajanya, in the hands of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Very nicely mentioned. I never thought of this. Kamsha Panchajana is filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a fearful sound vibration that causes trembling in the hearts of enemies like the Rakshasas, Pramatha ghosts, Pretas, Matas, Pishachas, Brahman ghosts with fearful eyes. So all these enemies, okay, that's the verb. Okay, kampayan. Let their hearts tremble and shatter with the sound of your kamsha. Tvam tigmadhara sivarari sainyam isha prayukto mama chindi chindi chakshunshi charman chata chandra chadaya Vishamadhunam harapapa chakshusham. O king of sharp edged swords, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please cut them to pieces. O shields marked with a 100 brilliant moon-like circles, please cover the eyes of the sinful enemies. Pluck out their sinful eyes. Amazing prayers. Each of the weapons, different expectations. Oh, you do this for me. Oh, you do this for me. Oh.
chakra or shield or sword. Text number 27 and 28
together. Yanno bhayam grahebhyo bhuta kedubhyo labhyayevacha sarishabhyo danshribhyo bhutebhyo abhyo ahobhyo evacha Sarvani etani bhagavan nama rupanu kirtana prayantu sankshayam sadyo enaha shreyaha pratipakaha.
May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, that's how he said, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, and animals like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from ghosts and material elements like earth, water, fire, and air. And may it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We're always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Okay, we are getting there. Something familiar and something that we always do. Chanting of Hare Krishna.
Garudo Bhagavan Stotras Stoham Chando Mayaha Prabhu Rakshatva Shesha Kritshrebhyo Misvakshenaha Swanam Abhihi.
Lord Garud, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is a most worshipable Lord. For he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is personified Vedas and is worshipped by selected verses. May he protect us from all dangerous conditions. And may Lord Visvakshena, the Personality of Godhead, also protect us from all dangers by his holy names. You know, this continue with this verse also several times. You could look at the verse on the board and maybe say it with me or right after.
Sarva padabhyo harir nama rupa yana yudhaninaha buddhindriya manaha pranan pantu parshada bhushanaha. Sarva apadabhyaha,
from all kinds of dangers,
Harehe,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Nama,
the Holy. transcendental form.
Jnana
carriers.
Ayudhani.
And all the weapons.
Naha.
Our.
Buddhi.
Intelligence.
Indriya.
Senses.
Manaha.
Mind.
Pranan.
Life air.
Pantu.
May they protect and maintain.
Parshadabhushanaha.
The decorations.
Who are personal associates.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
May the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy names, His transcendental forms, His carriers, and all the weapons decorating Him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind, and life air from all dangers. In this covers, sort of summarizing, the previous prayers, summarization. There are various associates of the transcendental personality of Godhead, and His weapons and carriers are among them. These are their associates. The weapons, carriers, these are associates. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, bow, club, bow, right? Bow? Bow down, mister. Bow down, mister. Spelling is different?
Bow down and bow.
The spelling is? Same spelling. One time I used to pronounce both same word. One time, many years ago, I learned the difference. And but still, sometimes I'm confused. May this confusion be destroyed by somebody. Disc and everything decorating the personal body of the Lord are spiritual living force. Therefore, the Lord is called Advaita Jnana, indicating that there is no difference between Him and His names, forms, qualities, weapons, and so on. Anything pertaining to Him is in the same category of the spiritual existence. They are all engaged in service of the Lord in varieties of spiritual forms. Sarva-apadhyo Harirnama Rupa Jnana Ayudhaninaha Buddhi Indriya Mana Pranan Pantu Parshada Bhushanaha. With the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy names, His transcendental forms,
his carriers and all the weapons, declaring him as personal associates, protect our intelligence, senses, mind and life air from all dangers. So protect, protect, protect. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Ahima. In the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Krishna, 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 Krishna. 7 times. Krishna, Krishna. Rakshama. Ahima, Rakshama. Please protect me. And he is one of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this all the time also. He used to sing this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. And while on South India tour, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, he used to sing this Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Again, Rama Raghava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam, Rakshamam. Please protect me. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is he in need of any protection? Does he need protection? He is a protector. But he has taken the role of a devotee. So he's apani achari prabhu jagate sikhai. By his own acharan, by his own behavior, activities, his own dealings, jagate sikhai. He is teaching jagat, teaching to the whole world. He taught us. You also, you should beg for protection, beg for protection. So, and he, his prayers are here, there, everywhere. For the essence of all those prayers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. And that prayer is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Essence of all the prayers. Or this This prayer, Hare Krishna prayer, includes all the prayers. And when we say these prayers, prayers are offered to somebody. We offer prayers. Someone is praying to, right? Immediately has to praying to. Yeah? Praying unto. Praying to. One who would listen to our prayers. We know he is competent to fulfill our desires and prayers. Yeah, so when these mantras are chanted, they're addressed to somebody, someone. As we say those names of those somebody or someone, as we say those names, we invoke, kind of, we direct to them, get their attention. This is how it works. And this being the transcendental prayers, those objects, those personalities are non-different from their address or their names, these mantras. As we say those mantras, there's those names, those personalities become active. They listen to the someone is praying to me. Immediately the chakra or the gada, the club, or the council. As we say these prayers, the council is hearing. The chakra is hearing that prayer. Oh, someone is remembering me, someone is addressing me, someone is wanting protection. So we have this prayer, we already said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What are we saying when we say Hare Krishna? Then more of the same thing. You may, we may, I may think. Sounds the same thing. Hare Krishna again. Hare Krishna again. And Hare Hare. And Krishna Krishna, we missed it. Sounds same, but it is not the same. is Hare Hare, is Krishna Krishna, is Rama Rama. You are saying something different. It's a different kind of address, different kind of appeal unto the personality that we are praying to or addressing. And that has been revealed unto us by our previous acharyas, including Srila Prabhupada. So when we chant Hare Krishna, what are we saying? Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Oh Radhe. Please protect. I'm your servant, please engage me in your service. I'm yours, please engage me. Srila Prabhupada is to summarize and briefly say like that. This Mahamantra, when we utter Mahamantra, this conveys, this communicates, or addressing the Lord. Please protect, please engage me in your service. However, there is more details, revelations, or meanings of each of those names. How many names are there in Mahamantra?
16.
There you go. I thought you would say 3, which is also true. Nonsense. But there are 3 have been further expanded, and there are 16 names. So when we say Hare and Krishna, we are saying something. I mean, we are saying a lot. What we are supposed to be saying, what we are supposed to be thinking, has been revealed by our acharyas as they have given commentary on the Hare Krishna Mantra, Vyakhya on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know, there's commentaries on Bhagavatam, commentaries, Bhagavad Gita commentary, each mantra comments the purpose. So this Mahamantra is also a mantra and is a commentary. Unpacked. This mantra is unpacked and presented or revealed. Okay, so we have Srila Gopal Guru Goswami comment on Mahamantra. Okay, we'll just quickly run through this, because when we chant Hare Krishna, we need to be thinking. It's not a mindless chanting, it's a thoughtful, it's a contemplation, it's a meditation on the mantra, each name. We are expected to hear each name Think about each name. What are we saying? Okay. Hare. We are addressing. Hey Hare. Hey Radhe. And what are we saying? Machittam ritva bhava bandhanan mochaya. All this you are saying. You are expected to say this. When you said Hare. So what did you say? Or what you are expected to say? Machittam ritva. Please attract my chittam. Are you there? Are you with us? Or in your own world of sleepy? Good to have attention. Right? You're supposed to be chanting, but how? Chanting how? Attentive chanting. Then there will be protection. The mantra would not really reach the target. The person that you are addressing may not take it seriously. He is not interested in me. He is not even begging for protection. With full attention. Prayer has to be how? Full attention. No other thoughts, but focused on prayer. That's right, people, when people offer the prayer, they are fully focused. For they may not be offering the right kind of prayer. They may be praying to demigods or praying to somebody. But when they pray, they are very much there and they are very sincere about their prayer. And they would like to get reciprocation from the person that we are praying to. Certainly it has to be with full attention, attentive chanting. Otherwise, that's offense. If your prayer is not attentively chanted prayer, offensive prayer, that prayer will not be heard. It's a simple thing we are saying here. So, machittam. So when we said Hare, machittam ritva bhava bandhanan mochaya. Oh Radhe, please attract my chitta. Hari Hari Hari. My chitta, my consciousness. Please steal my consciousness. Please attract my consciousness to you. Machittaha, madagata pranaha, bodhayantaha, parasparam. Anyway, we cannot really get into all these expansions or further comments. Please attract my consciousness. And as a result, bhava bandhanan mokshaya. Please make me mochaya. Mochaya, we are hearing these kind of words are coming up in this. Oops. It's Narayan Kavach. Rakshaya and mochaya. Now, Mocha, protect me. Protect me from Bhava Bandhana. Bandhan, the bondage of this material existence. Please, protect me. Okay. Hare Krishna now. Hey Krishna, Matchittam Akarshaya. Please, Akarshaya. You are Yakarshati Sa Krishna. Krishna is that person who Yakarshati. Attractive, all attractive. Yakarshati Sa Krishna. You are known for your Karshan, Akarshan. So please attract my chittam, my consciousness towards you. Mat chittam akarshaya. Hare Krishna. Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare. What to do? How could I get your attention? Very difficult. Hey Hare. Now second Hare. Sounds Hare only like a first Hare, but is not the same. There's a different address, there's a different thought, different prayer is coming up here. Haribo. Swamadhuryena matchittam hara. Swamadhuryena. Madhurya Leela, you are known for Madhurya, Madhurya Ras, sweetness, the sweet mellows. With that Madhurya, Machittam Hara, please, Hara, steal my consciousness with your Madhurya, then second Krishna. Hey Krishna, Swabhakta Dvara Bhajana Jnana Dhanena Machittam Shodhaya. That Machittam, let's focus on Chittam, consciousness here. So that consciousness is revolutionized. Revolution in consciousness is being prayed for. Machittam shodhay. Please purify my consciousness. How? Swabhakta dvara bhajana jnana dhanena. Let one of your devotee, swabhakta dvara bhais, one of your devotee, bhajana jnana dhanena. You understand this? Let one of your devotee give me bhajana jnana dhana. I think you should be familiar with these words. Let one of your devotee give me jnana, the knowledge of a bhajan, how to perform bhajan. Dan, let him give me some charity, dan of jnana, of knowledge, of what? Bhajana. Adho Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, right? With Shraddha one comes to Sadhu, and what does he do? He gives whole Bhajana Kriya. So let your devotee, one devotee or many devotees, give me some charity of the knowledge about the bhajan, how to perform bhajan, bhajan rahasya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, confidential understanding of how to perform bhajan. Let my chitta consciousness be purified by devotees giving me knowledge of the bhajan. Okay, moving on. Then Krishna. Hey Krishna. This is the third Krishna here. Nama Rupa Guna Leela Adishu Mannishtham Kuru. O Krishna, the prayer. Prayer for, could I have some nishtha? Means fixed faith, not just faith. Initially there is a faith. Anything I should do here? Shraddha and the nishtha. We come to sadhu, then he gives us bhajana kriya. As we follow the bhajana kriya, what happens? Anartha nivritti sya. We become free from anarthas, and then result, outcome of that is nishtha. We become nishthavan. And from there, there is no turning back, no U-turns, irreversible. We come to the position of being irreversible, no more. Coming, going, ups and downs are over. We are fixed. That is called nishtha. So there's a prayer. Oh Lord, make me nishthavan. He's fixed in what? Nama, rupa, guna, leela. In your name, my nishtha, in name, in your form, your qualities, your pastimes. Fixed. Convinced. Are you convinced? Prabhupada used to ask from time. Are you convinced? So nishthavan is convinced. Krishna, hey Krishna, ruchira bhava tume. He's also going on the ladder, higher. Shraddha, sadhu sam, bhajan kriya, anartha nishtha. Ruchira bhava tume. As we are saying Krishna, the fourth Krishna, I suppose. There's a sixth name and fourth time Krishna coming up. Ruchira bhava tume. Let there be some ruchi. Name, ruchi, Vaishnava, sevan, jive, daya. Let me have some ruchi. Could I have some ruchi, please? Some ruchi. Praying to the Lord for ruchi. Hey, Hare again, Radha. Nija seva yogyam mam guru. This is what Prabhupada usually emphasize this, and that prayer is here. Nija seva yogyam mam kuru. Please make me eligible to serve you. Hari Hari. Hari Nivedana dhara sakhira anugata kara seva adhikara diye. Karanija Dasi, we also pray to Tulsi Maharani. Here we are praying to Radharani. Now please engage me. Make me eligible to serve the Lord. Hey, Hare, this is the eighth name. Svasevam Adeshaya. Adesh. Please give some instructions. Give some service. Give some instructions. First you said, make me eligible. Maybe make me capable, qualified. Okay, now I am, because you have heard my prayer. I'm eligible. Looks like I'm eligible. So now instruct me. Give me some service. Give me something to do for your Lord Krishna. You are engaged nicely, that's nice. But what about me? You could also engage me in that Lord's service. Hare, this is the ninth name. Svapreshthena saha sva abhishta leelam shravaya. This is going higher, more confidential. It says, Svaprasthena sa svabhishta lilam shravaya. Oh Radharani, could you please share some of your confidential pastimes with Sri Krishna every evening? Leelas of the Lord, your pastimes with the Lord, please shravaya, please. Could I hear? He Rama, and this is a prayer to Sri Ram. Ram is Krishna. Hari Ram is Krishna. It's also Krishna. Ram. From Ram comes Ram. Ram means. Ya Ramati Ramayati cha iti Ramaha. One who enjoys and makes others also to enjoy. He becomes the cause of others' enjoyment. Braja jana ranjana. All the Braja janas, all the residents of Vrindavan Dham, they are ranjana. Entertained, made happy by Ram, that is Krishna, Hare Ram. So the prayer is prayer to Ram now, which is Krishna. Prasthaya sahas Svabhishta lilam mam shravaya. First prayer was to Radha. Your pastimes with Sri Krishna, please share with me, please. Now this is prayer to Krishna. Your pastimes with Radharani. Could I listen? Could I hear? Well, you tell her something, or you could tell me on your behalf. Srimad Bhagavatam could tell. Bhagavatam is also there. Radharani is sharing her pastimes, or Krishna is sharing his pastimes with Radharani. Okay, Hare. So, Prasthena Sahas Swabhishta Leelam Darshaya. This is going really higher. First prayer was, please, could I hear his pastimes? Oh Krishna, your pastimes with Radharani. Oh Radhe, your pastimes with Krishna. Am I Shravaya? Could I hear? Now, could I see these pastimes? Darshaya. First was Shravaya, and next is Darshaya. Of course, we become eligible to see by hearing. How do we see? Hari.
By hearing.
Yes. That's why some of you are closing your eyes. You see by hearing. You don't need eyes. I will hear and see. Double role. Ear is playing two roles. Hearing and outcome is seeing. Yeah, this is bad. So first prayer, please, could I hear? And then the prayer is, could I see? Darshaya. Okay, we are 75% through. Have patience. He Rama Nama Rupa Guna Lila Smarana Dishumam Yujaya. Please engage me in Smaran. Smaran of what? The name, form, qualities, pastimes. Because what happens when you hear Shravanam, Kirtanam, result is Smaranam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnaho, Smaranam. First prayer was, could I hear? And now I have heard, you have kindly shared those pastimes. I'm seeing and remembering those pastimes. Could I remember? The same thing here. Sarva padbhyo harar nama rupa yana ayudhani naha. Some of the items have been mentioned in today's verse. Sarva apadabhyaha apada sampade vipade. But the sampada means prosperity, everything is going nicely. Sampada. And then suddenly what happens sometimes? Vipada. Vipada means danger. Now the good times, sampada. Vipada, bad times. Vipadaha santude shashva. Tatra tatra jagat guru. Kunti Maharaj. Vipada. Vipada, vipada santude, shashvat, let there be vipada. The dangers because then what will happen? I will come running to you. Protect. You put me in trouble and I will call out for help. I'll come to you. Punarbhava darshanam. As a result, na punarbhava darshanam. Vipada santu deshashvat tatra tatra jagat guru. And then?
Bhavato darshanam
yatsha. This Kunti Maharaj is quite smart. It says, Bhavato darshanam yatsya. You send difficulties and then we will come running to you. Bhavato darshanam yatsya. I will come to you, I will have your darshan. I will come to you. Or I will pray and you will appear to protect me. And outcome of this would be, na punarbhava darshanam. Now, onaha, again, bhava of this material existence, darshana. I do not have to take yet another darshan of this material existence. Means I don't have to take birth again to have another darshan of this existence. You get her as he's calculating this. Same difficulties. Will come to you for your darshan, or you will come to us to protect us, we'll have your darshan. As a result, na punarbhava darshanam. I don't have to take birth again. So, why are we talking of this? Hearing. Okay, darshan is mentioned. The smaran, we have reached smaran level. Nama rupa guna lila smarana nishamam yojaya. Hey Rama, this is eighth time we are saying Krishna. Chanting one mantra, but we are saying Krishna 16 times, Radha Krishna 16 times. For us, sometimes we are just chanting one. Two. No. In fact, there are so many details are there. One mantra has 16 stops, 16 names, 16 thoughts, 16 prayers, 16. There's a variety. You should be taking note of this. Stop and think before you proceed. It's meaningful. His address, this prayer, Hare Krishna, is meaningful. So we observe, we contemplate on this while chanting the holy names of the Lord.
Hey Rama, Tatra Mam Nija Sevam Yogyam Guru.
Again, please make me Tatra Mam Nija Sevam Yogyam Guru. Please make me eligible. Tatra. Tatra means in this, the seva service of, and remembering is a service. Remembering the name, form, qualities, activities. Make me qualified to do this. And here is a final prayer. And this is amazing. Culminates in this thought. What is that? It's Hare Hare. Its meaning sound similar.
Mam Swangi Kratya Ramaswa.
And the 16th one, Maya Saha Ramaswa.
Sva-angi-kratya,
please accept me. Prayer is, O Radhe, please accept me.
Sva-angi-kratya.
Okay, you have accepted me, and then what happens?
Maya-saha-ramasva.
Maya-saha, with me. Please have your glance, let your glance fall upon me. Please think of me. Please deal with me.
Maya Saha Ramaswa.
Include me in your dealings, your pastimes. Which is engage me. You have so many others part of your entourage and assistance.
Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayo Dasa Dasana Dasana Das.
Engage me also. The whole hierarchy, Yutheshwari and another. Circle, another tier, please fit me somewhere and engage me in Lord's service.
Mam Swangi Kratya Maya Saharamasva.
And then final prayer is
Maya Saharamasva.
Maya Saharamasva. Ramasva. Ram, this is Radharaman, Raman Reti, Raman, Raman, Raman Reti, the dust where Radha and Raman, his name becomes Raman, as he Ramati, Ramayati cha, as he becomes Raman, as he engages in different pastimes, that Lord becomes, his name becomes Raman. Ram becomes Raman, who is always engaged.
Kunja Vihari, he is doing Vihar, wandering all over.
Radharaman is absorbed in dealing with Radharani and is touching that dust of brush, so that Raman Redi. So Mayasa Ramaswa, Mayasa, please include me also. I have been distracted, deviated, this happened, that happened to me. I was busy, Bhoga Vanchakare, Nikatastha Maya Dare, Japatiya Dare. Maya caught hold of me, and I am going through this pretty long, for a long, long time now. Enough is enough, yes? Not enough? Not enough? No problem. More things could be arranged, more bodies. So much dirt here. 50 kg of get a body, another body. Disintegrate this, disintegrate this. Burn this. The dust goes
to the
dust. And then some more dust. Another body, small thing. Enjoy and suffer, of course. You don't get only enjoyment here. And because you want to enjoy, hence you suffer. And if you don't want to enjoy, then you will not suffer. Enjoy materially or independently. So this prayer is, no, no, I have enough of this parallel management. On the side I was taking the role of Ishwaro Aham. Kingdom of God. People want kingdom of God without God. Why do you need God for? I am the kingdom of God. I am. This is my kingdom. But these prayers are for those who are exhausted. It's kind of, they're enough. Tried this, tried that, and nothing is working out. And they have come to conclusion, yes, nothing is working out. I better stop this. And then turn to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
This is a prayer. Each name is a prayer. Hare is a prayer. Krishna is a prayer. Hare is a prayer. Krishna is a prayer. Krishna, Krishna is a prayer. Hare is prayer. Hare is prayer. Each. And this is Gopal Guru Goswami, one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a disciple of the dancer, Pakreshwar Pandit. Pakreshwar Pandit's disciple, Gopal Guru Goswami. He wrote his comments. And he has another commentary. And then Jiva Goswami also writes commentary on Mahamantra. And like that. So this is one set of thoughts. Guideline to guide us through the prayer of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But there are other approaches are also there, the more confidential thoughts and prayers. Okay.
Almost without
To me, Prabhupada personally said this, the tongue must vibrate. And the use of lips, Prabhupada also talks, use the lips. That's how we hear. Shravanam is possible. There's a kirtan, utterance. Yeah, so this is how we are asked to do our japa. Yeah, then part of that whispering and Prabhupada also, first of the things is the snick-snick hare hare. In that whisper you don't even understand. There's some personality called snick. Snick-snick. Oh snick, oh snick. There's no one calling. So in that whisper there's a it ends up uttering that sounding that snick snick. Yeah. The endeavor has to be made. It's very during chanting the prayer, there's an endeavor. So we do not make endeavor. Some of us, no? We are like a lazy, or we are. So endeavor. You are putting your heart and with all thy heart, with all thy strength, love thy Lord. So during chanting, with all your heart, with all your strength also. Buddhi indriya mana pranan pantu parashada bhushanaha. Engaging. Here let's talk of, please protect my intelligence, senses, mind, and life air. So engage those. Use your intelligence during chanting. Chanting is not the job of less intelligent person. Intelligent person will chant the holy name. Yagyai. Oops. Yagyai sankirtana praya ejanti isumei dasa. Intelligent person will chant. So, use intelligence. This power of discrimination is a function of intelligence. Watch out, watch out. Keep an eye how you are chanting. Or what other thoughts are coming into your mind. And discard those. Who will do this? Intelligence will do this. Mind is thinking, feeling, willing is going on in the mind. The intelligence is superior to the mind. The sharp intelligence, Krishna conscious intelligence will keep us focused. So whether we are chanting properly, saying the names, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now first to our Bhurijan Prabhu also. You hear the first of each mantra. Of course you have to hear each of the names. But then we don't make distinction, we just going on. It's making circuits and we are not there. And so just to come back. Are you hearing the first Hare Hare, And then for second Hari Hari, you hear.
Well, many disadvantages of, there is something called chanting in the mind, which Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur could do. Chant at the level of the mind. But for us, if we were to try to chant in the mind, and there are so many other sounds are there, immediately they will grab your attention. So I think our defense is you chant, you say something with your tongue and you hear, and that way you keep other sounds out or away or be transcendental to other sounds. But if you are not saying it low, you are not supposed to be screaming, then you know when there's a kirtan, the drums, not screaming, but uchay, louder, loud chanting, public chanting, or congregational chanting. But the japa is, should be loud enough for you to hear. But if you are not chanting loud enough, then so many other sounds are going to, because your ears are just free, okay? They're not engaged, so many sounds will enter your ears. So,